The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy. We are live from Dublin Airport. It is Monday morning, the 23rd of December. Good morning, everybody. Oh, it's a good crowd in this morning, let me tell you. As I look to my left, I see barriers, but then I see open arms of Irish people, tear-stained dads, nervous mothers, excited brothers, distraught sisters, waiting for the Irish to return home from every corner of the globe. It's always sorry and sad to see them go, but it's always warm and wonderful to see them come back. And that's what we're here for between now and 10 o'clock this morning. It's a beautiful descent into Christmas madness as we welcome home the Irish from all over the world. And what a beautiful sight it is to see everyone's anticipation. There are more tissues here than I have seen since the toy show. So that's a lot of tissues because people are very, very excited and they're very, very excitable and they're kind of nervous because through those doors to my right, it's like something out of a quiz show or a game show in the 70s. When they open, something brilliant comes out, and you never know what it's going to be. And like this guy who works here is coming out in his high viz, but let us cheer the people who work at the airport and say well done to that, and happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to all the people in the high viz shirts who make life very, very easy for us. And then there are people, of course, who are not from Ireland coming through the doors going, who's your man? What does he want from us? And why is he shouting? But that's okay, because you're welcome to our country today, which is really gorgeous. Listen, I have to go over here to see some people. Let's say hello to some people who are welcoming home their loved ones. You are?
I'm Joanne O'Flynn, all the way from lovely Listowel. I'm delighted to welcome my beautiful daughter, Evelyn, the middle child, the jewel and the crown of our five children, home.
Welcoming home their favourite child, the jewel and the crown, Listowel's own lovely. Evelyn, welcome home.
It's good to be home.
Where are you living at the moment?
I was in San Diego for 4 months studying there. So just home today. Very stressful 2 days. Cancelled flights.
Tell us everything. Planes, trains, and automobiles. When was your flight meant to leave? From where?
It was meant to leave from San Francisco on the 21st December, but then it was cancelled. And then everyone was stranded, queuing for hours. And the helpline couldn't get through to them. So then me and my friend were really lucky. We got a flight home for 22nd December, then we had to go to San Francisco to New York, in New York, wait there for 6 hours, broken suitcases, my bag was overweight 3 times, cried in many people's faces, dramatically hoping that they would let me get away with overweight bags.
It would have been quicker to swim, but you got here, yeah. Across this bowl of tears, all of which have been cried by Dad. You haven't stopped crying since she came in 10 minutes ago.
I'm Simon O'Flynn, Corkman, part of a mixed marriage here. Very proud to be here to have my lovely daughter home for the Christmas. Our family is back together.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. The tears are cascading down your cheeks. And the reason I say that is because I'd love you to explain why you are so emotional today at the sight of Evelyn.
I love Evelyn to bits. She's my daughter, the third of five. I came to drop her to Dublin Airport. I hugged her going away back in August. There was tears then. But today there's tears of joy because I have her home for Christmas.
I think he's happy. I think the man is happy to see you. Are you happy to see your folks?
I am. Oh, I'm so excited to see him. Yeah, got me through the 4 months. Thinking that to be here for me at the end.
That's a beautiful thing to say. You guys, it's great that you hang out. I can't believe you have a favourite out of five.
No, they're all equal.
No, they're not. Okay, so here is a little bag from our friends in the Loop in Dublin Airport to welcome you home. You're going to need a new suitcase. Yours is wrapped up in blue wrapping because you broke everything. But your story is exactly why we're here today. Tears of joy, reunion, family, Ireland, America, and most importantly, home. Welcome home! Yes, beautiful, beautiful start to our show this morning. And if you're listening in from wherever it might be in the world, let us throw over to the wonderful Brenda Donoghue. Brenda!
Oh, thank you very much, Ryan. I said I wasn't going to cry today, but I think I am, and I'm crying along with this woman here. What's your name?
Trish.
Trish, and Trish, who are you waiting on?
I'm waiting on my daughter Tara, coming in from Los Angeles. I haven't seen her now since last year. I'm recovering from cancer, and she couldn't make it home last Christmas. It was this 17th of December when I was diagnosed. And now I'm free of cancer.
Are you actually cancer-free? Congratulations.
Isn't that amazing, Ryan?
Nice story.
Wow.
So it's very exciting.
You know, it's funny, Brenda. I was chatting to a man there called Dan Dennehy.
Yes.
You know, like Dan Dennehy from the ancient order of Hibernians. Good guy, but he was coming home for Christmas. It's his first Christmas since his mother passed away.
Yes.
And that's part of all of these stories. People like you were unwell, weren't you? And people are coming home to reconnect and regroup. Who else have we got here today?
Well,
we've got loads of...
Your son hasn't been home in Ireland since...
My daughter.
Your daughter. How long?
It's our first Christmas home in 8 years.
Oh. 8 years, a long time.
A long time. Yeah. So what's your name, first of all? What's
Patricia
her name?
Bourne, and her name is Kira. Okay.
And who have you got here with you?
Two grandchildren, Sophie and Jessica.
And she's going to come true. Is she on her own? Is she with anybody?
She's on her own. She's going to spend a Christmas family together, the whole family together.
And what's she doing over there, can I ask?
She walks in the bar.
She walks in the bar.
Which bar? Name all the bars.
She walks in the parlour.
The parlour bar?
Bar in Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yeah.
So if we go there, Brenda, do we get a free scoop or what's...
Of course we get a free scoop, Ryan. Okay, I wonder if there's people coming through.
Staff dressed up in their... dressed up like Eskimos, and Mrs. Claus just arriving in. We'll have to say hello to her in just a minute. I cannot wait to talk to her. Keep going there, Brenda.
Yes, do you know what? Would you like some jewellery? I have some beautiful jewellery here. Where is it now? There you go. It's from Stone Chat. Okay, in the Westbury Mall. Well done. Now, hello, Mrs. What's your name?
Frances Lyons.
And Frances, who are you waiting on?
I'm waiting for my son, Kevin, to come with his wife and two children. He hasn't been home for 12 and a half years.
12 and a half years?
Yeah.
And where's he? Is he in New York as well?
Long Island.
You know, it's so funny. When we do this show here, Brenda, we see all these gorgeous people from around the country, and they're staring at the gates. And we're trying to talk to them, and they're going, yeah, shut up. And the gates go, open gate, open gate, open gate. And how many years?
12 and a half.
How are you feeling this morning?
I just can't wait. Can't wait.
What are you going to do with them as soon as they arrive in?
Oh, I don't know.
Where are you going to bring them?
Give them an Irish breakfast.
That's what we
want. That's exactly what a mammy should do.
Yeah. Brown bread.
Especially an Irish mammy, yeah.
Well, look, I know it's very emotional, so I'll get out of your way at the door. Would you like a little hamper from the loop? There you go. That's a hamper. What's your name again?
Frances.
Give Frances a round of applause. Isn't she lovely, Ryan? Right?
Look at these gorgeous kids with their welcome home, Auntie Kira. And you have a sign as well. Yep, you do, which says, welcome home for Christmas, Kira. Beautiful drawings, beautiful colours. And another sign here. What's this young man's name?
Fiacra.
Where are you from?
We're across from Lina.
Who are you waiting for?
Auntie Tina.
And where is she coming in from?
New York.
New York. This New York flight is just coming down with Irish people coming home.
It's 5:30 this morning. We've been on the road since 5:30 this morning.
And is this your son?
This is Fiacra, yeah.
And the sign says, love you, Tina. Welcome home. Daddy and Fiacra made this sign. They live in Deer Park with all the family. Happy Christmas.
And you too, right?
That's a lovely thing. Okay, Brenda, have you another person for us to say hello to?
Yes, we have somebody who's just come through. What's your name?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Sharon.
And where have you travelled from, Sharon?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And who's this happy person?
That's my sister, Yvonne.
Oh, your sisters?
Yes.
Oh, but she's turned into an American.
Yeah, unfortunately, and her husband has just come through there.
Congratulations. So where are you from?
I'm from Dublin. Yeah. Well, originally from Kildare and living in Dublin.
And when was the last time you guys have met, or when was the last time she was home for Christmas?
March. She was home for my mother's 80th birthday.
80th, but I haven't been home for 20 years for Christmas.
You see, that's all
this
difference.
Is the first time.
You see, you can come home in March, in April, in September, in October, but once it's Christmas, that changes everything.
That's exactly.
Absolutely.
So you'll all be around the table this Christmas.
For the first time, yes.
Will you be talking and happy, or will you be having dirty big rides at 6:30?
Oh, I'm sure I'll have a bit of both.
Yeah! Here, take another hamper from the loop. Brenda, do you want to give to our
Yes,
friends?
I will. Here you go.
Welcome
I'll give
home.
It to you. For coming home. You're very welcome home. Ryan, I just have this lovely woman here.
Go for it.
What's your name?
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. Hey! There you go. What a
Brenda
great name.
Brenda squared.
There you are.
Who are you waiting on?
I'm waiting on my son, Barry Moore.
Yeah.
He's coming in from Indianapolis. Mm. We haven't seen him in a year.
What's he doing over there?
Spinal cord rehabilitation.
He's studying it?
He did study. He did a master's out there, and now he got a job. So.
And you haven't seen him for how long?
A year.
Okay. Is he your? How many kids have you got?
Two. He's my baby.
And where's the other one?
He's in Dublin.
Yeah. Don't mind him. The baby's coming home. The baba's coming home. And you're, how old is the baba?
27.
Of course he is. Yeah. And the 27-year-old baby's coming home.
My little baby. You'll see him in a few minutes.
And I can't wait to see him. He's probably 8 foot tall. And he is tall. Okay,
six foot four.
Is he really? Okay.
I think, yeah.
Are you? Are you now? The godmother's in there. Should the whole gang?
Dorothy Coffey and Katie. His cousin.
Katie's a cousin and Dorothy, the whole...
Importantly, this is his dad, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, that's it, Ryan.
Well, you're all very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Brenda spotted you from a mile away and said, these people are excited.
Yeah, very excited. Very excited.
Hey, listen, we'll welcome him. We'll look out for the big friendly giant when he comes in.
Thank you.
It's an emotional day for you.
Very emotional.
Yeah, you're making a wreck of us all. Thanks for that. Here, we'll keep an... Brenda, keep an eye out for
Ryan. I love it.
God, nearly stood in that child's hand. Great.
Say goodbye to Ryan for a minute.
Bye, everybody. See you in a minute. I'm only going over here. Love, yes. Now, while we have the band here ready to play for us, what I want to do is play some requests, because the nature of the show this morning means that we can say hello to people from all around the world and all around the country. So if you want to send us in a request to ryan@rte.ie, do so. The lady in the high-vis with the wheelchair is Denise. She's a customer care assistant. A happy Christmas to you, Denise. Dan Dennehy, I mentioned there, he's the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the national director. Great guy. Nice to have a chat with him earlier on. Would you please say hello to Mam and Dad, Marie and Tommy Kelly, and all the family in Bree in County Wexford. They're here collecting their son, Andrew, from Moraith, David and Owen. I'm very happy to do that. Sharon wants to thank her sisters, Antoinette and Sharon, who got her a trip to New York for the week to visit her brothers. Antoinette and Sharon are going to mind their mother, Vera, for the week, who listens in every morning. So happy Christmas, Vera, and it was lovely to meet your family today and to say hello to them. Loads happening. Monkstown Church, I've just met Michael there. He said, remind everybody at 7:30 tonight, Moya Brennan will be in concert there with a guest artist being Chevelle, which is gorgeous. And to Henley-on-Thames now to say hello to Rebecca and Rowan and Holly and Catherine, two voracious and smart readers and gorgeous kids. I want to say hello to all their family in Tremor. They're in the kitchen, they're decorating Christmas cakes, and they have a 24-hour hang in the oven, which means that there'll be hang sandwiches. Try explaining that to your friends in Henley on Stephen's Day, or we won't mention Boxing Day because that's not what we say. But they're missing all their family, and I want to wish you happy Christmas. So we're happy to do that and wishing you all the best there in Henley from us here in Dublin, Ireland. And to Joe and Bob and Eliza, and they want to say they're in Kerry. They've just arrived at Dublin Airport, heading to Terminal 2 and all the way with you. And happy Christmas from the Murphys in Dunhill and the Hurleys in Piltown. Can't wait to see you from Bernie and Alicia. And as I speak, the doors are open, and these are the people with the lighter bags, the ones who got off the plane a little bit earlier. Might have just been carry-on only. But Joe Schmidt, I can't believe it. What a Joe Schmidt, ladies and gentlemen. What a coincidence. Come and say hello. I mean, honest to God, Joe, you poor man. Come in. I'm sorry for doing this. I didn't know you were coming through the gate.
It's very impromptu.
How are you? I have a seat. Jesus. Happy
Christmas
to you.
Yeah.
And are you with his son of yours?
I've got my son Tim here.
Tim, come on in. Nice to see you again. Okay, won't keep you 2 seconds. First of all, your book happens to be number one everywhere we look. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Ryan.
Where are you coming from?
We just came back from London. We went to the Spurs-Chelsea game last night.
Father and son?
Yep.
And good night out all together?
It was great.
A nice change from looking at rugby for it, I suppose.
It was a little bit different.
Hit the microphone with them there, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit different. Usually it is just the rugby, so it's nice to get into something else for a change.
For a change. Well, look, I just wanted, Joe, it's always great to see you and to meet you, and I want to wish you and your family the happiest of Christmases, and thanks for swinging by. I was just in the middle of reading a request, I saw you coming through the door. So much for your quiet night away with your son.
Yeah. Look, it's great to see you, Ryan, and it's great to get the chance to wish everyone here a Merry Christmas, and I'm sure we'll see them in the new year.
No doubt about it. Thanks for everything you did. Kept us giving many happy weekends, Joe, with the rugby team. Thanks for it. Joe Schmidt, everybody, passing through. What an Irish encounter as we sit here in Dublin Airport. Thanks to everybody. Anna and Isabel are 8 and 6. They're here to meet their aunt Miriam, who came in from Toronto, and they're on their way to Toronto. To Wicklow, and they auditioned for the toy show in Tullamore, reading and dancing, and are going to try again next year. Everyone, do try next year if you didn't make it this year. And Susan Clancy asked me to say happy birthday to Ruby Clancy on today. We live quite near the airport, so we're hoping to be up there with you. She would be thrilled. Love and a happy Christmas to you and yours from me and mine. Thank you for that. Quick one then before we get some music for Wayne Higgins. Two children aged 13 and 10, big fans of ours, hoping to pop along Monday as they'll be on their Christmas holidays from school, which is good news. It's for families of people really returning to Ireland for Christmas, we know, but I'm mostly a stay-at-home dad. I work part-time, so get to hear the show 95% of the time. But I'm a big fan of the show, and in fact, nowadays, it's probably the only show that isn't live sport that I actually listen to live on the radio. Now, that scream is a hoot of delight. Brenda, do you want to give us a rundown there as you're there?
Yes, I certainly...
I heard Trish, the hoot.
And she's screaming, who's coming in?
Tara! My daughter,
they're just hugging there, Ryan, now.
This is our friend who's just recovered from being unwell this year. And she's home. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for another reunion.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome home.
Overcome with emotion.
What's happening, Brenda?
Well, Tara and her mum are just hugging each other, Ryan. And you know, one of those hugs. Now she's meeting her nieces. So, Trish, how are you feeling? What a year you've had.
Totes emotional.
Has she changed? Has she changed?
A little bit. Her hair is longer.
And Tara is hugging her nieces right as we speak. Tara, what was the flight like?
It was all right. We had to stop over in Philadelphia, which we had to run through the airport for. So that was a nightmare.
I'll let you go and hug your mum, okay?
Welcome home,
back
Brenda.
You,
thanks a million. I love that. I just heard the kind of, you said, quick, get over there, fast. Now, let's do a quick emotional time for all of those of us who have a child as far away as Queensland, Australia at Christmas. Do remember, not all can be at home. And that's what we're doing here, to remember all and sundry. So thank you for that. Wish my brother Bill and his wife, Catherine McGee, who live in Boston, a wonderful Christmas from his sister, Patricia Morrison, in Inch Island, County Donegal. Missing them very much and hope to see them in 2020. And wish our darling Sarah and Mike wonderful smog-free Christmas in Sydney. We'll miss you, but looking forward to seeing you in the summer from all the Downies in Ramley Park in Middletown in Dublin 6. Now, say hello to Shelley. How are you, Shelley? Nice to say. Oh, we'll just give Shelley that mic there and say hello to you. Well, you look the part today now. You're full Mrs. Claus.
Well, you know what, Ryan? I'm after being on a 24-hour flight all the way from the North Pole because somebody told me about the toy show.
Yes, yes.
And I just felt I had to make a very special cookie for you because you are Mr. Ireland. You are the most amazing man with the kids at Christmas.
I do
believe you're blushing.
I'm just hoping to get on with this piece now.
But anyway, Ryan, this is specially made from Mrs. Claus to you to say thank you for always being and bringing the magic to the toy show.
Thank you, Shelley. You're so thoughtful. And happy Christmas. Quick hug. Thank you very much.
Your hat over here.
No, I know the hat. I'll take this with me and your kind words.
Hello to all my colleagues upstairs in the loop, because me and Anne are probably going to be fired, but we come down to see you every year.
You shouldn't be fired. You always bring the colour.
And all my family, all the Bulgers and all the O'Shea's.
Well said, Jenny. You're brilliant. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you. Thanks for the cookie. Hello to a special young man called Stan. Stan is 12, and he was going through a bit of treatment, and he started taking pictures with his phone. And he ran an exhibition in Armagh, then had one in the library in Dunleary, showing and selling pictures to raise money for the Gavin Glynn Foundation and Cancer Fund for children's charities. And his Facebook page is called In My Eyes, which is worth a look. So well done to him, and thinking of him and his family this Christmas from us. Lads, the Camembert Quartet are here. It would be a shame not to hear some live music at Dublin Airport. So gentlemen, have you something nice for us?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Nice work. The Camembert Quartet live in Dublin Airport at the arrivals doors, and this whole program could be sponsored by a tissue company, but that's not going to happen today. Would you please call out good wishes and happy Christmas to my wonderful son, Eric Schatz, who lives in Vancouver, who's home in the summer to meet his new niece, Eve, and to attend the wedding of his gorgeous cousin, Aoife. We all miss him dreadfully, especially me, his mum, Bernie. And also to say hello to my sister and her husband, Angela, and Liam Harnan, who welcome home their son William from New Zealand this morning, his first Christmas home to County Meath with his new baby Tommy and partner Megan. All the family will be up to welcome them from arrivals in Dublin Airport. So happy Christmas to all. And I should say well done to everyone involved at the St. Patrick's Cathedral at a beautiful gig with Colin Wilkinson. Well done. Pat Egan pulled that together. Angus McAnally was a wonderful host. And the Arish Choir was just magical. The Neil sisters were tremendous. And Brenda is yes, we're hearing hooting and hollering.
Yes, thank you.
We more friends.
Brenda
the tallest
Moore,
man, the tall guy.
And the tall man, Barry Moore, 6'4" of heaven, has arrived home. Welcome home.
How are you doing?
Barry, how's you're doing? Live on the Ryan Tuberty Show.
Oh, shy, am I?
Hang on, Brenda.
Mammy, what do you want to say to him?
Oh, I just want to say it's fantastic to have him home, Barry. It's just great.
You're the baby?
He's the baby.
He's the tallest baby I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Welcome home.
Yeah.
How are you getting on over there?
Good, good.
What are you? You're doing research, scientific research, is that right?
No. Kind of. I work with people with neurologic injuries, kind of like physical rehab type stuff, as an exercise specialist.
And do you miss home, or are you just...
You do.
What do you miss about home?
I don't know. Everything about it, honestly.
Like her?
All my family are here, so, it's tough being away, but great to be home now.
What do you want to do when you go? Like, do you miss the bedroom, the food, the mother's cup of tea? Like, what is it exactly that you're gonna you can't wait to get stuck in?
Well, fry at home.
Walsh's pub. Walsh's pub and Rush.
Joe Walsh can expect a whole gang down tonight.
Absolutely, And most of all, brother. He has a brother, Connor, and he misses him a lot because they're very close.
Romulus misses Remus.
And his favourite cousin.
And everyone's tearing
and his
up
godmother.
There.
Well, I have to say, it's the full generation of the family of the Moores. Enjoy your Christmas. Go on, give them a hug.
Here's
I know
a
you've
present
been
waiting. Yeah, enjoy. Happy Christmas. We let them go back. Thanks, guys. To Brenda. We're going to take a quick break from the Dublin Airport. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Getting busier and busier here at Dublin Airport as the planes continue to empty themselves of some great Irish people who are travelling in from New Zealand and London and New York and all corners of the world. It's great. Siobhan O'Donnell is the head of external communications at the airport. What a great 2020 coming down the tracks for you, Siobhan.
Yes.
Exciting
fantastic.
Time. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Dublin Airport's going to be marking its 80th anniversary, 19th of January 1940, when it all started, when an Aer Lingus Lockheed 14 aircraft departed Dublin Airport for Liverpool. So since then, we're reaching over 31.5 million passengers, so we truly are an international gateway for the island of Ireland.
You see so much coming through here in terms of today now is all about local emotion, family, it's diaspora returning and so on. But also you see those big moments. When Paul McGrath would be one of the names that's featured on our show quite a lot recently, and he's close to your heart as memories for here.
He is. Well, I'm here 35 years. I know I was 5 when I started.
You're 5, yeah. They're about a child.
And I have so many wonderful memories of my time here. And I guess one of the really strong standout moments for me is that day back at Italia 90. We had two significant events that day. The early in the morning, Nelson Mandela came into Dublin Airport, into the old VIP area. Yeah. And I remember it particularly well because it was the best. I was junior at the time, and it was my best day's overtime. It was 1990.
Yeah.
And I think I got £141 in overtime, which was mega bucks back then before tax.
Of course it was.
And then we had the Italia 90 team coming back, the Irish team coming back. And the place was thronged. But when Nelson Mandela came back that morning, the place was being thronged from early morning.
Yes.
And people were queuing up and getting ready to cheer. As he walked through the VIP doors, everybody shouted, "Ooh, ah, Paul McGrath's
da." To Nelson Mandela.
"Ooh, ah, Paul McGrath's da."
I thought that was an apocryphal story. That actually happened.
It actually happened, yes.
Wonderful.
And the terminal was thronged. And even out on the roof over on the airfield, which you can't do that anymore now, and out on the apron, it was... absolutely spectacular.
I used to love seeing that footage of the people like the Beatles arriving in. And actually, speaking of which, that reminds me of this wonderful calendar that
I know,
I was singing the praises.
Yeah.
So these are kind of artist impressions nearly of famous moments at the airport.
Yes, and we have the actual photographs, and they were many of them were taken by Bobby Allen, who photographed many famous moments here at the airport. It's a fabulous calendar. My colleagues in our marketing department and in our communications department, we worked together to pull that for the anniversary next year in particular, so we're really happy with
it. And you've got the Beatles and JFK. Sure, it's a calendar tailor-made for me, I have to say. But I wanted to go to the month of April 2020, Winds of Change.
And we see this great picture as this 747 prepared for takeoff. Our neighbour at the airport, Mary Ryan, whose cottage adjoined Dublin Airport at the time, was busy with her washing. What a great photo. Charlie Ryan, what's your connection with this wonderful woman hanging up her washing?
Mary was my mother. And we lived here since 1950 to 76.
I see. Yeah. So your mother had that photo was in a real, it's a real deal.
Absolutely, yeah.
She was in a field nearby hanging her washing.
The line is not the actual line she used for hanging out her clothes. Tom Lawler just put that up there so the aircraft would be right behind her.
And it worked? It worked out. Tell me about your mum then.
She's a fantastic woman. There were 16 of us in the family.
What?
Okay. I was number 13. Yeah.
Wow. And I don't know how to feel about that for you, but okay, but all good.
But we had a fantastic time at the airport. This was our playground.
Was it?
Yeah, before all these buildings were here, there was a small terminal. And we went to Mass here in the hangars before the church was built.
Okay, so it's all part of the, you're really tied up with the history of the
place. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And that photo, does that have pride of place in your home, or a copy of it or something like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, each one of us have a copy
of it. Have you?
Each one of us have purchased a calendar,
And now you have the calendar for life, see if you
Yes, we have.
So April's going to be a good month for your family, the Ryan family.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Well, happy Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you.
Thanks for
coming in to see us today.
Stephen O'Brien is part of the story here too, of course, with the airport fire and rescue. How was 2019 for you?
2019 was a busy year.
Yeah.
Thankfully, nothing too serious.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope it's not too busy a year.
No, we keep busy all the time. So it's even Christmas Day, it's business as usual for us, even though there's not many flights. But we're here in case any divert in, or if the rescue helicopter has to take off. So we're a fire cover for them.
So you're on standby.
We'll be here on standby, but ready to go all the time.
And do you have cause to be called into service much?
From time to time with technical issues, but we're there. Rather, it's better to have us ready to go. Exactly. We can always turn back, but we're always there ready.
No, we'd rather not. You weren't halfway down a tin of roses. Rather just sticking here and working away. So there's a big crew of you?
There's about 20 on station on an average on a day, and then we're obviously there on nights too. So 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, we salute what you do, and thanks for being here and keeping an eye on us all. And happy Christmas to you and your family. Siobhan, to you and your team, and thanks for having us at the airport. It's just a joy.
You're very welcome.
Lovely
to be here. Have you here, and it's just fabulous, isn't it?
Ah, it's just beautiful.
Christmas, the magic of Christmas is
that's
here
what
the
it
airport.
Is. And it's just that sense of reunion and anticipation and excitement and hope and home.
It is.
Okay, happy Christmas to you both, and thanks a million. And in the request, keep coming to 51551. Please wish Elaine and Fayez Gill and their two children, Thomas and Layla, very happy Christmas in Sydney from Mom and Dad and Claire and Lisa. And that's Margaret Considine and Gorey. Happy Christmas to my daughter and her partner, Kieran, in Bermuda. Sadly, won't be home for Christmas, but I'm sure they will have a lovely day. Good luck with the Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. Cooking for 12. It'll be lovely. Follow on all the tips I sent you. Love from all the Faulkners and the Duffys in Drogheda. And hello from Munich and Noemi in Tel Aviv to the McNamara's and O'Connor's in Dublin. We're looking to get home this Christmas, and that is a tricky one for families who don't get home, but in a little way let us bring it together here on the radio I don't even know what day it is. I know it's the 23rd. I think it's Monday. Is it Monday? Yeah, this Monday morning, something like that. Big hello to happy Christmas to Louise Crowe from Cratlow in County Clare, who's in Melbourne, missing her and sending her all our love from Dad John, Mum Linda and Brother Barry. And in they come, listening from Perth in Western Australia, about to start nights tonight, so won't make it home this year. I'd like to say hi to my family, the Sheehys in Blarney in Cork, especially Mum Colette. Christmas isn't the same without them. Merry Christmas, says Owen. And elsewhere, can you send Christmas greetings to my sister Ethan, or I presume, is that Ethan, Ethan? And Aidan and family who is in Smoky Sydney, and my brother Sean and family in Tasmania also, and for my sister Moira and Norbert in Germany and her family, none of whom are able to come home for Christmas, to from Dimpna, Deirdre and Kieran in Dublin. And there are three, I'll get to that one in a second. Here they come, still more to come. Okay, better keep going because I don't want to leave anyone out. Please wish our son Brian. Will we go to Brenda? Yeah, I'm just conscious that there's so many people coming in the gates now, so I'm keeping an eye on it. Go ahead, Brenda.
Thank you, Ryan. Well, lots of people coming through the gates now. And arriving home from Sydney are
Claire Kelly,
Amelia,
and Hannah.
And Claire, do you live out in Sydney?
We do. We've lived there for 15 years.
Okay, so you've had a long flight.
We've had a very long flight, and we're delighted to be back in Dublin, and we're on our way to Cork.
Okay, so home is Cork.
Home is Cork, and yes.
Have the girls experienced Christmas in Cork before?
What do you think?
It's good.
It's good. Well, look, have a wonderful trip down to Cork. Give them a round of applause, everybody.
Welcome.
They're just on their way home after a very long flight. Now, I have a family here who are waiting for somebody to come through.
Yes.
But they have made the effort because they're all in their Christmas hats, a Santa Claus outfits. And who are the family and who are you waiting for?
The family is the Dolan family from Ratoath, County Meath.
And who are you waiting
We're
for?
We're waiting for Niamh Dolan, coming from New York. She's a teacher in Brooklyn, and she is my eldest daughter.
And hey, well, how are you all doing?
Ryan has just come over
to
you.
She's a Ryan, teacher in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, Ryan met me here 2 years ago.
Ah, come
and said
on.
I was the evil Santa.
Yes, you are. But you know what? You've cleaned up your act. And suddenly I feel that the airport police aren't going to arrest you. Okay, I've got a quiz for you. So, Brenda.
Yep, I'll hold.
Let's do this quiz. I'll do one question, you do the other. You start.
Okay. How many days of Christmas are there?
12.
Correct answer. What's the name of the snowman with the corncob pipe and a button nose?
Frosty.
Correct answer.
Correct answer. Okay. What do you pull at Christmas?
A cracker.
They're very clever.
Correct answer. That could have gone anywhere. Who stole Christmas according to Dr. Seuss?
Grinch
is the correct answer.
Who was last seen kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe?
Mommy. We'll take that. Yeah. Who's the reindeer deer with the big red nose?
Rudolph.
Okay. Last one.
Oh, and what number street did a Santa Claus miracle occur?
32nd.
They're very clever.
Yeah. I loved these at 32nd Street. No, that was the Easter Bunny. Yeah. 34th Street was Santa. Totally different story. Nevertheless, because somebody else says 34, you get a hamper for us from Christmas.
Oh, there it is from the loop. Well done.
Welcome home to your daughter, the teacher in Brooklyn, and to the whole family. Happy Christmas.
This lady, Ryan, is waiting for your niece, isn't that right?
No, my best friend.
Your best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, tell Ryan all about her.
Here comes a quick reunion behind you. Barry, hold us.
No, you're fine.
This is mum and dad and daughter, is that right? Welcome home.
Hi.
Where are you coming in from?
Vancouver.
Who are we looking at here?
Katie.
She's your
daughter. My daughter.
And when was the last time you saw her?
6 months.
It's not too bad, but Christmas makes it a little bit different. What are you looking forward to be bringing home?
Everything.
Let's go back to this woman. Talk to me.
I'm waiting for my best friend Nuala and her fiancé Marty coming home from New York via their original guitar. Out teaching, and I haven't seen her.
More teachers.
Yeah.
And you're best friends for years and years and years and years?
Yeah, and especially here this year, they're getting married.
Okay. And what part of the country are you from?
Fermanagh.
Did you drive down today?
No, well, I live in Dublin.
You're living in Dublin?
We're driving home for Christmas.
Driving home for Christmas. And what do you miss most about your best pal?
Just everything about her. She's a pure messer, so when she comes in, she'll be messing.
And what are you going to do tonight?
Just chill and take it easy and spend time with the family.
I don't believe a word of it. Okay, happy Christmas.
This lady wants to say hello to someone who can't come home for Christmas.
Oh, good idea.
Is that right?
I actually wanted Ryan just to mention on the radio for my daughter Louise, who's in Sydney, she's in Melbourne, and she won't be home this year for Christmas.
And how are you feeling about that?
Not too good.
That's not easy. Do you have other children floating around?
Her sister is here.
Yeah.
With family, so that's okay.
And what's she doing over in Australia?
She's working in promotions in Australia.
Yeah.
And she has been there 5 years, and she was home earlier this year for 2 weeks.
So you got a flavour of her.
So I got a little bit of her.
But it was not enough.
It's never enough. Her name is Louise Handy, and just to let her know, we're all missing her.
I'll pass that. How are you enjoying I Am Pilgrim in your hand there?
I'm only about 10 pages in. But
you're in for a long Christmas. Enjoy it. It's all right.
Thank you very
much. And happy
much.
Christmas. Mind yourself. Hi. And look at this gentleman with a rose in his hand.
Yes, indeed.
Right. I thought it was for me.
Yes, Brenda.
It's for you, Ryan. No, it's for my daughter. She's just flying in this morning from Chicago, where she's been studying for the last 4 months.
And what's she studying over there?
She's a Trinity Law student, but she's on an exchange with Notre Dame.
Great Irish-American institution.
The Fighting Irish. Yeah, so.
And what's her name?
Niamh Kitson. And her friend, Raina Duffy, are arriving here hopefully in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Can I ask you why you brought a single rose?
It's a sign of love, isn't it? And I love to I love to have her back for Christmas.
So you miss her like mad the few months she was gone.
Oh, yeah. Although Facebook's brilliant.
Isn't it? FaceTime?
FaceTime.
Yeah, that's better. So you can look at her and say,
exactly.
You look wrecked. What's wrong with you? Where were you last night?
Yeah, well, she's saying that to me more often.
I doubt that. Hey, happy Christmas. What a lovely sight
Same
that is,
to
too. Okay.
Here.
We'll give this man a little prize
We'll
as well
give him a little
loop.
Hamper from
yeah.
the loop.
Thanks, Brenda. Okay, more people coming through the doors as they welcome home to Dublin, including the air stewards, by the way, all working very hard, Aer Lingus and everywhere else in between. Lads, will we take another piece of music from you there, as yous are there? Come on, sure. Camembert Quartet.
So relaxing, that song.
So relaxing. Yeah, it's peaceful. That's Camembert Quartet, ladies and gentlemen, and flying home for Christmas. I don't think I recall as many texts from around the world as we're getting this morning, live from Dublin Airport. Listening in to your program, please wish our son Brian, his wife Ruth, children Liam and Kate, who are in Sawtelle, Australia, together with Brian's cousin Katrina Cooper, who was visiting them from Derry. A very happy Christmas from Seamus, Roisin, Ronan, Kira and Justin in Enniskillen. And hello to my daughter Anne-Marie and her husband Eric and our three beautiful grandchildren, Daniel, Nora and Killian, living in Grand Forks, North Dakota. We love and miss you all and look forward to next summer in Castleconnell and Kilkee. And congratulations to our son David and Cliona in Ennis and baby Reuben, your first nephew and cousin who can't wait for hugs from his auntie and cousins. Love you all very much from Mam and Dad, Mary and Mark Studer in Castleconnell. And on they go, wishing you all a peaceful Christmas. My baby girl Aisling is arriving in Dublin Airport tomorrow morning from Paris. Counting the minutes, wish her belated birthday and happy Christmas and bon voyage tomorrow from Mammy Anne Fallon and family. I'm so enjoying your broadcast, says Isabel Pranzinski this morning from Dublin Airport. Wish I was there arriving for another Christmas at home in Mullingar. Greetings to all the McCormicks and Thady and Anne and Eugene and Patricia, and also to Tommy McKeown and Eileen Savage, all of whom I'm missing. But Nairobi has its advantages too, such as the sunny day I am enjoying. Actually, it's quite a beautiful day in Dublin. It's got that gorgeous Christmas feeling to it. I want to say hello particularly to, if you remember, we did our gorgeous letters competition last week, and the winners of that competition were Sinead and her beautiful daughters Rachel and Aisling and Emma, and they came to see us this morning with jelly babies and cards and hugs and love, and I just wanted to wish them, they're there behind us, the happiest Christmas, because you are a beautiful, beautiful family, that's what I say, and it was so lovely to meet you in real life, and we're friends for life now, which is the key to friendship and kindness and happiness and magic at Christmas. Right, 51551 is the text number. We are, what time are we at? It's about 14 minutes to 10. So we still have more time to welcome people home as the gates and doors open, swoosh open, and there's another hug just gone in there. It's like watching a lovely ball being putted in from 18 feet. Just one end to the other, and a child being lifted from dad's shoulders and placed into grandmother's arms, and she's hugging him and kissing him, and she's happy, and people are standing around there. Do you want to go over, Brenda, and interrupt that lovely reunion?
Hello, how are you? My name's Brenda. We're chatting with Ryan here. I'm going to Granny first because she's holding the baby. What's your name?
Kathleen.
And Kathleen, where are you from?
I'm from Unrying, and Alga's back from Denver with Brooks and our grandchild, Nia.
How old is Nia?
Nia is two.
And what does it mean to you to hold her there just, right now?
It's just wonderful. It's fabulous.
And how long since you've all seen each other?
6 months. We was in Washington in August, and my other daughter arrives from Vancouver via South America tomorrow. So she's here tomorrow.
So more tears in the airport.
More tears.
Well, listen, go hug your grandchild because she's absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Ryan, some people make an effort, some people don't.
I see them.
I see
them over there, the elves, yes.
We have a Christmas tree and we have an elf.
Yes, we do.
Would you welcome, please, the Gilligans from Athlone?
Yes, welcome Gilligans from Athlone.
Okay, so what's your name and who are you waiting for?
Okay, I'm Daphne Gillan and I'm from Glasson Athlone, and I'm waiting on my daughter Angela, who's coming in from London. I think they're delayed slightly this morning with our new baby, who's just 2 months old tomorrow.
Oh, the so, baby.
My first grandchild.
You're for, oh my God, and home for Christmas.
Home for Christmas with Mama, yeah.
Can you just describe your outfit for Ryan, if you don't mind?
I'll come over.
Come over, Ryan. You made an effort, which is the most important thing. And you have your niece with you as well. And what's your name?
My name is Brita.
And have you seen the baby?
No, this is my first time meeting Emma, so I'm very excited.
Well, could you imagine the baby coming home, right, through the doors? How old is the baby?
2 months.
2 months home going, oh great, I've heard all about my grandmother, I can't wait till they go, oh Jesus, what is that? Look at her. You look the part. Are you an expert in arts and crafts?
I make this myself, you know, especially.
That's great. So this is you were saying your daughter's coming home.
My daughter's
with
coming
your
from
first
London.
Grandchild.
My first grandchild, yeah.
So the flight's delayed. Of course, every flight's coming in from Vancouver, New York on time because London just up the road,
causing the
problem. Yeah. And is she home just for Christmas or is she home for good?
I think she's going to stay for a little few weeks maybe with me afterwards, hopefully.
Is that a hope or reality?
Fingers crossed.
Your hope.
That is lovely, isn't it? And you're going to see the baby for the first time.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited to meet Emma. So Angela and I will be very close. So I can't wait to meet Emma.
So all right. Can I just say hello as well?
Oh, wait now. Yes.
My son, who's in Australia, in Adelaide, and he's working for Christmas.
Oh. You may give him his name.
Sean Gillen.
And what is he working at?
Sean's a doctor in Australia.
A doctor in Australia.
My son, the doctor in Australia. I just want to say a quick hello to him. And we miss him dreadfully, but he's really flying the flag for the family so well.
Happy Christmas!
Come here, Ryan, I have a baby for you.
Away.
Now Ryan is happy. He's holding a baby aloft. Aw. Who is this baby, Mammy?
Lily Keynes.
And how old is Lily?
Lily is just 6 months.
Oh, right. And will you give her to Ryan for keeps?
No, definitely not.
Now, tell me, who are you waiting for?
My brother-in-law. They're just flown in from Chicago. Okay. Yeah.
And have they seen Lily before?
No, never seen Lily.
We've a lot of people seen babies for the first time.
Lovely, yeah, it's great.
So a full happy home for Christmas. Ryan has actually gone off with the baby. No, what is he like? You're trying to video it at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want your baby back or?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Are you sure?
Yes, please.
Okay, catch.
She's loving the mic there.
Well, he loves babies. He loves babies. Well, there's a woman over here with balloons. I'm just running over to her. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ethna.
You have welcome home. Who are you welcoming home?
My daughter Isabel is coming home from college from America.
And how long is it since you've seen her?
Since August.
Okay. And how are you feeling? Is everybody very excited?
Yes, we're all very excited. So I have, she's coming home. And then Sophie, my daughter, is going to Australia on the 29th. So it's very special because I've only two.
You've only two, and you'll have them all together for Christmas. Will you enjoy that? All right.
Brenda, and let's say hello to Helen Sheridan, Air Traffic Control. Is this a nervous time for you, or is it an easy time for you? Tell me.
It's a busy time. We're quite busy at the moment. We're handling up to 700 flights every day. It's about a landing every minute and a half on the runway, so we're quite busy.
When do you get a little anxious?
We get anxious? Well, when the weather gets a little bit bad, like it's foggy or windy, but then we slow things down to make it safe. And that's our priority, to keep things safe.
So keep things safe, making sure no one be worried. What do you say to nervous flyers?
You're in safe hands when you're under the control of an air traffic controller.
That's it. So everything's under control.
Everything's under control all the time.
I trust you, Helen. Thank you for telling me that. Happy Christmas to you and yours, which is lovely. Okay, we're live, if you didn't know by now, from Dublin Airport. We've got the arrivals department here. People are making their way through the doors to say hello. We won't be long before we say goodbye, but... we will take a little break and we'll come back after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
And on and on and on and on we go as the planes empty out the Irish from all over the world to come home to the loving arms of aunties and uncles and godmammies and goddaddies and all sorts of heads. And here's Con now, Con Trass. Good morning to you, Con.
Good morning, how are you, Ryan?
Tell us where you're from.
From Tipperary, originally.
And what are you doing here today?
So we're waiting for Daniel to come back from, well, New York. He's flying from himself and his girlfriend Isabel are coming back.
Coming back?
Yeah.
Is this the first Christmas in a while or what?
No, they've only went out in May to Vancouver to work and then to college. So they've been 6-7 months gone.
That's not too bad.
No, not too bad.
Well, people say that, but you still miss them, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
The house goes a little quiet when they're gone. That's the story.
Yeah. Well, we need him to help tidy up the house a bit.
That's exactly it. And so he's coming back and you'll drive home together.
That's it, that's the plan.
Today, we'll put him in the boot with the dog, bring him home.
Yeah. So his mother is waiting for him at the moment. She wasn't well for the week, so she had a bit of a flu, I think.
Like half the country. But she's ready back at the house, preparing the place.
I'd say she's a lot better now. Now she knows he's coming.
Did you not send me apples at some stage?
I did a few years ago.
I thought you did. Cornelius.
yeah.
Cornelius Trass, the man with the apples. Are you part of the Irish Apple Growers Association?
That's right,
Yeah. Well done to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Kept the doctor away all year. Thank you. I appreciate that. So who are the gang with you here?
I'm Ella.
And I'm David.
Ella and David.
Yeah, we're siblings of Daniel.
And you're siblings of Daniel, are you?
Yeah.
And you're waiting for, what are you looking forward to having him home?
Just doesn't really like, feel like Christmas unless everyone's there, so
yeah,
just be nice to have him home.
And I'll have a brother again.
And you'll have a brother again, well said.
I'm sick of having a sister.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do, you know, but brother come along, give you a dead arm, dead leg, that sort of thing. Things brothers do. Hey, listen, happy Christmas to you all, and thank you for coming
much.
To see
thank
us today. Fine. Thanks for the apples. Yeah, and okay. Mind yourselves, and happy, and just enjoy it all. Enjoy
yeah,
it all.
Will. I'd say we're keeping an eye over.
Yeah, we're going to watch you and see. How,
10 seconds away.
We got five. Oh, is he that close?
So.
Oh, crikey. Okay, well, you better get going now.
Yeah,
mind yourself.
You.
I want to say hello to more people all around the world have been getting in touch. I'm sorry we can't get to everyone, but Spare Thoughts says a text for the Irish Army Rangers stationed in Mali in West Africa for Christmas, one of the most dangerous countries in the world at present. And doing their job despite being underpaid and under-equipped. Oh yes, I see what you mean there, like good, proud Irish people. Merry Christmas to Claire Cavan in Buenos Aires from all her family in Culadangan in County Wicklow. And to my big sister Mary O'Connor and her daughters Kira and Siobhan, who are living in Toronto, from her sister Terry, and hopefully she'll make it to Drogheda for Christmas next year. Let's take a break, get it out of the way before we say goodbye from the airport. Back shortly. Live from Dublin Airport, despite all the sadness and tears and snot and happiness. Brenda, do you want to have one last person before we go?
Okay, well, I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, go.
Okay,
oh,
what's your name, girls?
Hi, I'm Nadia.
I'm Brenda.
And ye are waiting on Mum and Dad from Mexico.
Yes, they are coming here for a visit.
So it's going to be a Mexican Christmas in Dublin?
Yes.
And what are you studying here?
We are studying English. We've been here for 6 months.
Well, I think you're doing very well in English.
Very good. 10 out of 10.
And how important is it to see Mum and Dad?
Oh, it's very important because we never spend a Christmas separated. Mm. Yeah, so this is a different Christmas because it's in another country. Yeah, so we are very excited.
Well, you'll have to have the turkey instead of the burritos. Happy Christmas in Mexico.
Happy Christmas, Mexico.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
We love you.
Lovely girls. Well done.
Start up the band there. We're going to say thanks to the Camembert Quartet, to Kieran Cullen, Tom Norton and Damien Gavigan on sound, all the gang at Dublin Airport in the loop, to my wonderful team and their families. Happy Christmas. You're just the best. To all the listeners, thank you. Everyone leaving the country or leaving wherever they are in the world to join us, welcome home. For those who can't make it, we still love you and you'll get back eventually. Happy Christmas to my own family and to everyone in the country. And here's to 2020, because that's going to be a beautiful thing. Mind yourselves. Love yous. See you on the other side.